When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Your Broadway and My Broadway. In the days of high-buttoned shoes and pompadours, housewives believed that in order to keep their floors clean, they had to get down on their hands and knees and scrub their floors. So, at least once a week, out came the old scrub bucket, and the conscientious housewife went to work. And hard, back-breaking work it was, too. Nowadays, the modern housewife laughs at such a primitive, unsatisfactory method of floor cleaning. She keeps her floors and linoleum bright and sparkling with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, the easy-to-use liquid polish that requires no rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat does more than just polish. It protects floors against wear, seals out dirt and germs, saves hours of cleaning time. If, for instance, you want your kitchen linoleum to stay as colorful and beautiful as it was the day you bought it, protect it at once with Glow Coat. GLO-COAT. Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. The Wistful Vista National Bank has been held up again and robbed of $10,000. The whole town is in a jittery dither and a palpitating pother. And here on the corner of 14th and Oak Streets, among an excited group of citizens, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days, it's terrible. They say it was the same bunch of robbers who held up the bank before.
Yeah, they say the head cashier has had his hands up in the air so much lately he's going to quit and take up paper hanging.
What are you saying, McGee? You haven't said a word.
Don't you feel well, dearie?
Why, Dad Ratted, of course I feel well. I just ain't the type to go around spreading unfounded rumors, that's all.
What do you mean, Mr. McGee? What rumors?
Well, I heard... No, I can't tell you, sis. Now, people are too gossipy. Chucks, if every secret in this town was laid hush to hush, you could hear it in China.
McGee, what on earth are you talking about?
Well, we won't say anything about it, McGee. What did you hear?
Well, all right, but don't pass it on now. It's strictly confidential.
Oh, we won't say anything to anybody.
I got it on pretty good authority that them bank robbers buried the money in a certain guy's backyard before they left town.
Oh.
Now, mind you, I think it's a silly idea, but that's the way I heard it. But don't tell anybody. Well, so long, everybody. Come on, Molly.
Hey, Mr. McGee, wait a minute. Whose backyard was it?
You might as well tell all of it, McGee. Or do you know?
Why, of course I know, but you don't think I want our backyard all dug up?
Oh, yeah.
That Reddit, if I ain't the dumbest. Just forget I says anything about it, will you, folks? Come on, Molly, let's go home.
Hey, you know, I heard it was $15,000.
I heard it was $20,000.
Well, they got away with it.
McGee, do you realize what you've done? We'll have everybody in town scratching around in our backyard.
Why, Molly, you don't think they'd trespass, do you? Besides, we got a big backyard.
Just the same, you shouldn't have passed on that silly rumor.
Well, I didn't mean to tell them. It was just a slip of the tongue.
Slip of the tongue, me eye. You've been on a vocal sleigh ride for years.
Me? Why, Molly, ordinarily, I'm as mum as a clam. They used to call me Limburger McGee, strong and silent.
I think it should have been Camembert, pale and spready.
Well, if you think they're liable to dig up our yard, we better hurry home and keep an eye on things.
Well, I should think so. You might as well have made a newsreel of it as to mention it to those people.
Oh, sure.
Say, speaking of newsreels, where is our moving picture This Way Please going to be shown?
I hear we're going to have our world premiere at the Bijou Theater in Hope, Arkansas. We got a good spot, too. The theater's playing double features, and we're next to closing.
I suppose that's the best the theater could do, next to closing.
I wonder how I am in it.
That's what somebody asked me this morning. How is he in it?
Hello, Molly. Hello, Fibber.
Oh, Ted Wee.
Hi, Ted.
Say, what is this I hear about 30,000 bucks buried in your backyard?
30,000?
If that dough keeps growing, we'll have to bury it out on the golf course.
Oh, then you admit.
I don't admit nothing, Ted. It's just a rumor.
Well, you don't mind if the boys and I dig up a little.
Oh, Ted. You too.
You're one of them vandals too, Theodore. Messing up a fella's yard just because you think there's a little...
I didn't mean your yard. I was going to ask you if you minded if we dug up a swell little number called Love is on the Air tonight.
Oh, you think we like it?
Oh, it's right in your backyard.
Right in... Go ahead, Ted.
The window. See what you've done, spreading that rumor about that bank money buried here?
Oh, sure.
There's a dozen people digging in our backyard and more coming every minute.
Why, shucks, they're even ignoring that sign I put up.
What sign? What'd it say?
Why, don't you see it out there? It says, notice, people digging in this yard will be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law and a large bulldog. There's no money buried here, so do not dig without the owner's permission, who's entitled to half of what you find. Signed, Fibber McGee.
Well, that's fine.
I thought so.
Didn't you have time to get out engraved invitations?
Oh, no, they'd be too expensive. What do you mean, engraved
invitations? Well, it just makes me sick.
Huh?
Can't we call the chief of police?
No, he ain't in his office right now.
Where is he?
He's that fat guy out there with the long-handled spade.
Hi, you both.
Oh, it's Silly Watson.
Hi, Sil. Don't mean to tell me you're fool enough to believe that rumor about the bank money being buried out there?
Yes, I'm even a bigger fool than that, please. I'm going to do me some digging. Y'all mind, Miss McGee?
Why, of course we mind, Silly. Do you think we want our backyard
Shucks,
all...
Shucks, Molly, he might as well dig as them others.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Sure.
Is there really 50,000 bucks?
50,000 bucks, huh? Somebody must have seen that patch of catnip and thought it was the mint.
Say, how did you hear about this, Silly?
Well, ma'am, my gal Rosebud, she heard it real confidential over the radio. And she kind of hinted she wanted me to go dig up some money.
She kind of hinted, huh?
Yes, yeah, so she stick a shovel in my hand and push me out the door.
Well, I'm afraid it's just a wild goose chase, Silly.
Yes, ma'am, Miss McGee, maybe it is, but... I'm going to be satisfied with a little old tail set off and 50,000 bucks.
Well, go ahead, Sil, but listen. If you dig down about 40 feet and strike something soft and mushy, don't dig it up.
No.
Leave it there.
Why, McGee? What do you think it'll be?
Vaudeville.
ahead, Sil. As long as Rosebud wants you to, I won't spoil your romance.
Yeah, that's why my Rosebud says, she says, Silly, you grab this here spade and get busy for your woman. He say this is the age of chivalry. So
McGee, look. They're simply ruining our nice big backyard. They're tearing up all the sod.
That's true.
Yes, and it's sod, but true, that some housewives don't realize that Johnson's Glow Coat can save them hours of work.
Harpo!
Heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, folks.
What you want, Harpo?
I heard there was $75,000 buried around here someplace.
$75,000 now, huh? We're going to have to move to a bigger place, Molly.
Say, do you mind if I scratch around in the yard a little?
Why not? Everybody else is.
Sure, help yourself, Harpo. And listen, look out the window there.
Yeah.
You see where that little mound of fresh dirt is over there by the water faucet?
Yes, yes.
Where it looks like the earth had been kind of disturbed recently?
Yes, yes.
Well, you dig right there.
You think I'll find the money?
Harpo, it'll be a pipe.
A pipe? Oh, all right, all right.
His prospects were as big as his hopes.
Ah! Heavenly days, there goes the back porch. They're undermining it.
What do you know about that? Oh, they are they? Well, I'll take care of that. I'll read them the riot act.
Hey, you out there, take it easy.
My, oh, my, what a mess. Look, McGee, there's even a Chinaman out there.
Why, there couldn't be. They ain't had time to dig down that far.
Come in.
Hey, where's the guy that owns this place?
I own this place, Bud. What you want?
Well, listen, would you mind giving me your car keys?
Huh?
I want to move that old monoxide go-kart of yours so I can dig under the floor of your garage.
Well, of all the nerve.
Where do you get that stuff, Bud? Unleash the bulldog, Molly.
What bulldog? Huh? Oh, the bulldog.
Go on. You haven't got a bulldog. Besides, that money belongs to the bank, and you haven't got anything to say about it, see?
Listen, Bud, one more crack out of you, and I'll slap you so cold you can use the Aurora Borealis for a cigar lighter.
Why, you little runt. I'll jump you around like a pogo stick.
Oh, please, gentlemen.
One side, Molly. I'm going to jar this mug so hard, he'll think he's two ice cubes in a cocktail shaker.
Oh, yeah? I'll fold you up like a carpenter's ruler and stick you in your own back pocket.
That's enough from you, you short, white sack of mule feathers. I'm going to paste you so hard your eyeballs will jump around like popcorn.
Why, oh! Say, you got a shovel I can borrow?
Sure, right down the basement. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Perry Como sings, "Don't Ever Change."
Don't ever change. Just stay the way you are tonight. You're just exactly right, sweetheart. Don't ever change. Let's live and love and go along. Let's keep our lives a song. Sweetheart, oh, I would rather see the ocean change its motion and cease to flow. I would rather see the showers change the flowers so that they won't grow. Don't you ever change in anything you say or do. Just be the same, sweet you, sweetheart. Oh, don't you ever change in anything you say or just be the same, sweet you, sweetheart.
McGee, look out the the wind again. There must be 100 people digging out there.
I don't mind them digging, but when they walk in and ask what we got for supper, it kind of vexes me.
And to think you started all this with your silly rumor that those bank robbers had buried their loot in our yard. Aren't you a little ashamed?
Oh, well, hey, look at the guy with the concrete breaker. Come on, let's go out in the yard and keep our eye on him.
Well, it's about time.
Hey there, what's the idea?
Why are you breaking up our sidewalk?
What's she, Gurney?
She says, what's the idea of busting up our sidewalk?
Oh, I had an idea them burglars might have buried the money under the walk.
But this walk has been here for years.
Hey, what's she?
We said this sidewalk has been here for years.
What of it, Johnny? Heard they stole nothing but old bills. One side and anywhere.
Well, they seem to have taken over the place, dearie.
Imagine that guy tearing up our walk. I don't mind these fortune hunters in the abstract, but I hate them in the concrete. Don't you get it, Molly? I says
I... Ain't funny, McGee. Oh.
One more crack wouldn't hurt that sidewalk.
Hey there, sis, you're going at that digging all wrong.
Well, why am I?
Well, that dirt you're digging in was thrown there by somebody else just a few minutes ago. You sure won't find anything in that.
Oh, I know, but this is so much softer to dig in.
Sis, you got us. You got us.
Hey, look, everybody, I found something.
What?
Hey, look here. I guess it's nothing but a necktie. But it shows somebody has been here.
Hold it up, please, sir. McGee, that looks like that beautiful orange and purple necktie I gave you last Christmas.
Yeah, it does, don't it? I was wondering if anybody'd ever find... I wondered where that tie went. Shucks, it looks even prettier now than when I buried
it. McGee, look, what's that wire running across the lawn?
Huh?
See, it goes right into the side wind of the house.
Looks like somebody's tapping the house for current. Let's follow the wire. There it goes around the bushes there.
This way, please. Why, heavenly days, it's Mr. DePopulos.
Hi, Nick. What you doing with the electric wire?
Oh, hello, Fizzle. Hello, Cupid. I'm trying out my new Araptipus. It is being run by electricity, and the man who is selling me to it says it will, without a doubt, find anything which is hiding under the ground.
Oh, an electrical locator.
Mm-hmm. Let's see it work, Nick.
I can't do it, Fizzer.
Huh?
Every time I'm turning him on, he's making a vibration which is tickling my hand so much, I'm having to let go with laughing. Look. See, Fizzer and Cupid? It's tickling me so much, I can hardly hear yourself think. Oh, stop it, DePopulos. You can't stand it. Stop it. Don't I hear you? Stop it.
Well, if it tickles you so much when you use it, Mr. DePopulos, why don't you lay it aside and use a shovel like the rest of these people?
Yeah, this is one case where the old-fashioned method works best, Nick.
Squeegee, that is just what I'm saying to Dimitrios, my oldest boy, right after breakfast last night.
Breakfast last night?
Sure, Dimitrios stays up late.
Besides, I thought Aristophanes was your oldest boy.
Oh, he is, Fizzer, but he's going back to school last week with a policeman. And while he is gone, Dimitrios is my oldest boy. Well, I'm saying to Dimitrios, I'm saying, shaking his face in my finger. Dimitrios, I'm saying, well, I forget what I was saying, but believe me, Squeegee, it was a lesson which I will never forget. Well, so long, Fizzer. So long, Cupid. If you see me later, how's everything?
That's just like an old entomologist I used to know. Chased butterflies with a net for 18 years and never caught one. Found out later he had spots before his eyes.
How you can stand there and joke, McGee, when they're making a wreck of this yard.
Oh, well, you got to take it philosophical. Hey, bud, you ain't swinging that shovel right.
What's the matter with the way I do it?
You ain't using the overlapping grip, bud. Look, take it like this. Left foot back, chin up, swing it with a free and easy motion. You see? And more follow through.
Gee, thanks. You must be a professional.
Yes. If work was done by mouth instead of by hand, he'd be the open champion.
That's me partner over there. He's two up on the second hole. I guess I'm only an amateur after all.
Well, don't worry, bud. You got a strong back and a weak...
Weak what?
A week or so to dig. Yeah, I suppose it looks easy to use people.
But nothing is as easy to use people as Johnson's Glow Coat, the no-rubbing floor polish that shines as it dries. Say, Fibber, do you get half of whatever we find digging?
Absolutely.
Swell, I got a lame back. Well, I'll be seeing you.
That's gratitude for you, Molly. That's gratitude.
What's all the hollering for, boys?
This gentleman just struck oil, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, looks like high-grade stuff, too.
Well, it ought to be. I pay 9 cents a gallon for it.
You busted into our furnace oil tank, you Lugan.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. McGee. Don't apologize. I realized you didn't know we were coming so close to it.
Well, all right. Come on, McGee. Let's go in. I can't stand the sight of this yard being wrecked.
Oh, hello, folks.
Oh, it's Elmo Tanner. Hello, Elmo.
Hi, Elmo. Why ain't you digging with the rest of them prospectors?
Oh, they won't let me.
Why not, Elmo?
Oh, they said they couldn't keep time to my whistling. They said I was exceeding the spade limit.
Heavenly days. He's getting a bro.
What were you whistling, Elmo?
Have you got any castles, baby?
Castles? If they keep digging there, we aren't even going to have a house.
Let's hear it, Elmo.
See beautiful, shining automobiles, cars that gleam like new because of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. You can easily protect your own car from the burning sun, from sleet and snow, from scratches and road film. So don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way.
McGee, I can't stand to look out the window again and see all those people simply ruining our nice big backyard.
We can always have the house turned around so the front yard will be in the back. Won't be quite so big, but it'll...
Heavenly days, what's that?
Steam shovel. They've been working out there quite a while.
A steam shovel?
Yeah.
Hey, Wallace, they cut the dining room window.
Hey, you big Lugans, what are you doing there?
What's the matter, McCorsler?
What's the idea, anyway?
Yeah, ain't it enough that we let you use that steam shovel out there without you dumping the dirt into our dining room?
Dining room? Hey, Mickey. That'll be 2 bits you owe me now. Sure, that's a fine joke on Mickey, my morning. He thought it was the parlor. Well, go on, O'Rourke, you baboon. Get busy.
I've had enough, McGee. I'm going to complain to the authorities. I'll have them call out the militia.
Well, if you just wait a little while, we'll have trenches all built for them. If that's somebody wanting to rest a while in the guest room.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi, little girl. What you want?
Is that your backyard out there?
Yes, it is.
Hmm?
I said yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Hmm?
Why?
Gee, I don't know why, I betcha. Don't you know why?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder myself.
Hmm?
I said, listen, what was it you wanted? Oh, I suppose you want to dig for that money, too, huh?
Sure. I got my own shovel and pail, too.
You have, huh?
Hmm?
I says you have, huh?
Sure.
Well, what'd you want? We can't stand here all day.
What time? time is it?
It's after 2 o'clock.
Gee, I guess we can't then, can we? No.
Dad, drat it, sis. If you want to go out there in the yard and dig, go ahead and quit bothering me.
Are you gonna?
Am I gonna what?
Hmm?
Am I gonna what?
Dig. Gee, my papa says you're the fastest digger of anybody, I betcha.
Oh, he did, huh? He says I'm the fastest digger of anybody, huh?
Sure. He said nobody would ever catch you.
Well, thanks.
Doing any hard work. Well, so long, mister.
That's somebody wanting to cut down our elm tree. I'll have him.
Oh, McGee, it's Mrs. Uppington from next door.
Oh, hi, Uppy. Say, you seem kind of agitated. You better be careful. Big gal like you has got to watch her blood pressure.
McGee.
Do you know what happened just now?
What happened, Mrs. Uppington?
I was giving my laundress some instructions in our basement, and suddenly a man with a shovel broke through the basement wall.
Oh, hey, that's too bad, Uppy.
And then he had the impudence to ask me how I liked living in a cave. Why, the idea!
McGee, I've got enough of this business.
I've got enough, too. I'm going out there.
Why go out there? You've been running back and forth out there all afternoon. Why don't you call the authorities?
Wait. Hey, you out there. Everybody, quit digging and listen. There ain't any gold buried there. Now pick up your spades and your steam shovels and go on home.
Hey, how do you know there isn't any gold here?
I just got official word that the robbers took the dough with them. Hand me the phone, Molly. Thanks. Hello? Give me Wistful Vista, 1937.
That's not the police station. That's Mort Toops.
I know it. Hello, Mrs. Toops? This is Fibber McGee. Is Mort there? Thanks.
McGee, who told you there wasn't any gold there?
Shucks, I knew it all along. Hello, Mort? This is Fibber. Well, it worked. Yep. I guess we're all set to go fishing now. I got enough worms dug.
Here are the simple directions for keeping kitchen linoleum clean and beautiful. Spread a little Johnson's self-polishing glow coat lightly over the floor surface. This amazing liquid polish is so easy to use, goes on so smoothly that a child can apply it without any difficulty. Glow coat never streaks or smears, never becomes gummy. It dries in 20 minutes, becomes a sparkling, gleaming surface without any work of rubbing or buffing. The floor that wears a glow coat polish is protected from the wear of scuffing feet. Dirt and stains can't cling to the shining surface. If you want to protect and beautify your linoleum floors in the easiest possible way, buy Johnson's Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. Look for the attractive yellow can. Oh, yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
To think, McGee, that you would deliberately let those hoodlums tear up our backyard just to furnish you a few fishing worms. Aren't you ashamed?
I certainly am, Molly. They were the smallest fishing worms I ever... I mean, well, they ain't any loss without some gain, Molly. Them excavations prove that we're living on the site of an old Indian burial ground.
What makes you think so?
Why, one of them guys uncovered a arrow collar, 2 Indian pennies, a bottle of Old Crow...
McGee. And...
Good night.
Good night, all.
If your community does not observe daylight saving time, Fibber McGee and Molly will come to you 1 hour later, beginning next Monday. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to be with us then. Good night.
Among the musical selections presented in this program was Your Broadway, My Broadway from Broadway Melody of 1938. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. Fibber McGee and Molly will appear in person at the Radio Stars Jamboree at the St. Louis Municipal Auditorium, St. Louis, Missouri, Sunday, September 26th, matinee and evening performances. This is WMAQ, Chicago.